From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. French special forces have been deployed in Libya to fight the Islamic State group, according to France's Le Monde reporting Wednesday. It triggered an official probe into a possible leak of classified information. Le Monde says special forces and members of the DGSE External Security Service were present in Libya for clandestine operations against IS jihadists, thought to number several thousand in the country. It also claimed that airstrike in November that killed the top IS leader in the country, Abu Nabil, was initiated by Paris. Meanwhile, French officials said it had launched an investigation into the leak. Opposing groups in South Sudan's peace process have agreed on an arrangement to allow 1,370 opposition forces into the capital of Juba in preparation for rebel leader Riek Machar to join a transitional government. South Sudan's Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission said in a statement Tuesday that police and military officers loyal to the opposition are expected to travel to Juba immediately. More security forces are expected to join them after the power-sharing transitional government is formed. Uganda's main opposition presidential candidate, Dr. Kizza Besigye, said he has asked his lawyers to challenge in a court of law what he called his continued illegal detention by police. Besigye of the Forum of Democratic Change Party said he has been in and out of police detention since last Saturday without being charged. One in five African children do not receive basic life-saving vaccines, according to the World Health Organization report Wednesday. The World Health Organization says that more is needed to prevent the spread of diseases such as measles. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Wednesday for talks focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria. The meeting comes as U.S. and Russia work to convince opposing sides in Syria to participate in a ceasefire starting on Saturday. Afghanistan's Taliban says it's unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Kabul government, reiterating no such move can succeed until foreign forces completely withdraw and Sharia is enforced in the country. Tuesday, a four-nation group working for Afghan peace invited all Taliban and other groups to participate through their authorized representatives in the first round of peace talks with the Afghan government by the first week of March in Pakistan. However, a spokesman for the Taliban's so-called political office in Qatar, Mohammed Naeem, told VOA he has seen media reports about possible peace talks with the Afghan government, but said the insurgent group is unaware of any such plans. Meanwhile, Russia has delivered 10,000 Kalashnikov rifles along with millions of rounds of ammunition to the Afghan government. It's part of a security agreement between the two nations. The rifles were delivered at a ceremony Wednesday at Kabul's military airport. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire plan to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups such as the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. A senior U.S. naval officer in the Pacific warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that China is building up its military capability in the contested South China Sea. Admiral Harry Harris testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
In my opinion, China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington for talks with U.S. officials complained that other countries are illegally occupying Chinese reefs and atolls and engaged in large-scale military construction. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say it's investigating 14 new reports of Zika virus infection in the United States, all suspected to be sexually transmitted. The CDC made the announcement Tuesday and said all of the 14 cases are women whose only known risk factor is sexual contact with a male partner who had recently traveled to an area with local Zika transmissions. In the statement, the CDC says a new report suggests that sexual transmission may be more likely. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.